2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This hour, the developing story we've been following all afternoon, but the death toll is now 21 from today's mass shooting in Texas. Maria Chaleos is live with the latest at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a state senator telling reporters that he was told in a briefing with the Texas Rangers that 18 children and three adults were killed in today's shooting. The mass shooting at Robb Elementary in the small rural community of Uvalde, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott confirming that the 18-year-old gunman was a former student at the school. He also says the shooting began before the suspect arrived at the school.
It is being reported that the subject shot his grandmother right before he went into the school.
Outside the school, Isais Melendez heard the gunshots, and then a swarm of law enforcement converged on the scene.
Every single kid that got shot, there's some kind of relation. I know every single one. Either it's some of my friends or some of my friends' cousins.
The gunman was killed in the shootout with police. Two police officers were shot but are expected to be okay. Among the injured are a 10-year-old girl and a 66-year-old woman who are in critical condition. We are standing by to hear from President Biden on the tragedy. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We will carry the president live. Governor Cox has ordered flags across the state, flown at half staff. We'll continue to cover the story. Meantime, here at home, if you're among the families getting baby formula from overseas, you want to make sure you stick to the same type recipe you're already feeding your infant.
There is not just one formula. There are multiple different formulas that are composed of either cow's milk base, soy based. There's elemental formulas, all different kinds of formulas.
U of U health pediatrician Dr. Wendy Hobson-Rohrer telling KSL on this radio's Dave and Dejanovic, you need to make sure whatever is coming from abroad is the equivalent to what your baby's already eating. The birth rate in the U.S. is seeing an increase for the first time in years. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The birth rate actually grew 1% last year in the U.S. That's after a major dip of 4% in 2020 and a continual decline since 2014. But demographer Emily Harris with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says it's not surprising to have years of ebbs and flows in the birth rate. But what the numbers show is many young people are having kids later on in life, in their 30s instead of their 20s.
Yeah, the newly released data from the CDC shows the birth rate continued to decline last year for women ages 15 through 24. Walmart says Salt Lake City residents will soon be able to get their orders delivered by drone. The company announced today they're expanding drone delivery service to six states. This is one of them. KSL News Radio's Marth Harris has more.
Walmart says drones will be able to deliver orders in as little as 30 minutes. The company says they're only expanding the service to certain areas, and one of those areas is Salt Lake City. Only certain items will be available for drone delivery, and the order has to weigh less than 10 pounds. Amazon has previously said they're also working on drone deliveries and also promised to deliver in about 30 minutes.
Walmart didn't specify when drone delivery will be coming to Salt Lake, but they say it'll happen by the end of the year. We reached out to Walmart for comment. We're still waiting to hear back. Comment is not coming by drone, obviously. The Utah Debate Commission is out with their list of moderators for the GOP primary debates, but some of these debates are only going to have one person on the stage. It's going to be lonely. Executive Director Eric Nielsen says the debates nonetheless will go on.
When you put together debates, you're always going to have a push and pull between different campaigns. And I have full confidence that our debates will come off without a hitch.
The executive director, Nielsen, says First District Congressman Blake Moore is the only incumbent who's confirmed. The Utah Republican Party is not supporting the debate commission's debates. They're holding their own. KSL News Time 6:34. Officials from UDOT are getting ready to open Guardsman Pass. The road's almost completely cleared of snow as of now. The road is set to open this Friday, just in time for what could be a rainy Memorial Day weekend. KSL News Time 6:34. The UN Secretary General's offering a message of hope to the class of 2022. Antonio Guterres delivered the commencement address today at Seton Hall University.
My generation and your parents' generation have fallen short in bequeathing the world you deserve. But when I look out at all of you today, strengthened by the skills you have learned at Seton Hall, I have hope.
The Secretary General said previous generations had an obligation to curb rising conflicts like this generation does with the war in Ukraine. KSL News Time, 6:35. Ricky Meese is here, latest on... How you doing, Ricky? I didn't even talk to you this afternoon. It's been so busy,
you
sadly.
You know, it's one of those harsh news days where we all just have to hunker down and just do the job.
Let's get it done.
Okay. We have a medical situation in traffic. It is now pulled over to the right shoulder, southbound I-15, about halfway between 7200 and 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are waiting for President Biden. He will make remarks at the White House about events in Uvalde, Texas today. It was supposed to happen at 6:15. We don't know if it's going to happen in the next 20 minutes after our show's over. In any event, we'll run the president's remarks live on KSL at night if necessary. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 6:36.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.